Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I want to welcome all those that are new to the program. It's been a trying couple of days. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Oh, wow. We have a Democrat that's going to run for a senator that's going to run for president in 2020.
Go, Camille.
Go, Camille. I want to get into that. I want to get into the not many people want. There's a real reason, and Rush has talked about it, Hannity's talked about it a little bit, kind of hinted about it, but the real reason why no one wants Trump in Congress to have a wall, why they don't want him to succeed, why they don't want this, because there's a lot of reasons behind, real reasons why they don't want him to do the State of the Union. Because, you know, as you know, Trump put a deal, okay, hey, this is a deal that the Democrats sponsored, and they turned it down. Like I said a long time ago, Donald Trump could take Obamacare, take the cover off of it, put Trump Care on it, hand it to him, and they would be, can you believe all this? Wouldn't it? And it'd be the same bill that Obama passed that they loved.
Yep. Well, you have to read it before you can get the vote for it before you can read it.
Let's not make a wall. Why don't we make like a permanent firing range with like a
let's build a wall and see if it works. Then we'll find out.
Steve Hilton, I love him. He's on Fox News and he's in I want to get into what he said and it's true. And if you haven't heard on, Titan, one of Saturn's moons, they've actually spotted rain, which means that there might be evidence of life there because water breeds life. So when are the Democrats going to ask for funding to help those single-celled organisms become multi-celled organisms? Because it's, you know, it's kind of discriminatory against the other multiple. See, since we have more than one cell in us and if they're single-celled organisms, you know, that's not fair. That's wrong. So we got to fix that. I want to get into that and the Mexican caravan. There's another one coming into Mexico, and a lot of them, thousands of them, are going to take asylum there and work and stuff. And I want to get into that because there's something that's going on in this country that people don't realize. I want to get into the fact that there is actually a Supreme Court that has, right as of right now, they've shut down the ruling because there is a... there was a coach that refused to stop praying on the field, and the Supreme Court's not going to hear it.
The Supreme Court's not
going to
hear what?
That because they've sued the school because he was fired for refusing to stop praying on the field as a coach.
Oh.
And they said, at least right now, they're not bad. They're not going to hear it and all this. So I'm going to get into that much, much more. And also, Manchester United have dropped a huge hint in managerial. And I'll get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Kamala Harris, I'm going to run for president because I'm a woman and you're sexist. I'll just tell you right now, I am sexist. Because I don't like her. I disagree with her.
I can't wait not to vote for her.
I can't. Yeah, but she's like, well, the economy's doing great. Great for who? I'll tell you who. The economy's doing great for Hillary Clinton. It's doing great for Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, all these politicians. See, the real reason why they don't want Trump to have a wall or to succeed, you want to know how long they've worked on border in immigration, sensible immigration reform. It's been 30 years they've been working on sensible immigration reform.
No, about 40. 86,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Reagan.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Carter ruined. Carter was, oh my God.
And if he can fix it in like 2 years, the reason why they don't want him to do the State of the Union or any of this stuff is because he's going to prove how useless they have been for so many years. That's the problem. This government shutdown is showing how worthless these politicians are and how they're doing nothing. Show me they don't have comprehensive immigration reform has been passed. Okay, this is another issue. And this is something that I don't care if you're on the right or the left or whatever. In 2006, when they passed that border fence legislation and they allocated money for it, there's millions of dollars where that there's parts of the wall, fence and stuff that was never built. Who knows where that money went? And no one cares. No one cares. That's the problem. It's like those. It's like that. The Obama stimulus packages that had money to put windows in a perfectly good building that was. Okay, they built a building, and it was never used untouched. But $20,000 was allocated to put windows in that building. Well, it doesn't need windows in that building. There's nothing wrong with it. But guess what? People need to wake up to realize how screwed you've been all this time, and that's what Trump's trying to show you. And if you're smart enough to see that they don't want him to succeed, because they'll show how worthless they are, got a problem. Now I want to get into this really quickly because this is Hebrews 10:24. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. You know, they don't want to. See, the politicians don't want another Martin Luther King that's going to bring us together. They want to have a Jesse Jackson that's going to divide us. And oh, the blacks are discriminated against and divided. That's the problem. People are waking up and the government's scared. That's what it really is. That's what it really boils down to. Yeah. Oh, crap, if Trump gets this wall passed, we're screwed because they're going to see how worthless we've been. That's the bottom line here, folks. And then you got Camilla Harris. I don't know if you ever saw that. I used to love that on TV, that Carlton Sheets, that real estate guy. You know, folks, see, this is what's happening in America, folks. Most people are saving money for a down payment for a house when prices, real estate prices, are rising faster than they're saving. And the fact is, folks, with my program, you don't need a down payment. That's what's happening in this country. Everyone's paying. Everyone's getting, inflation is making everything 10 times more expensive than their pay is increasing to. But you would probably have to go up $10 or $15 an hour without any type of price influx of goods to make it in this world. Because, oh yeah, I'm getting $1 an hour. Well, then they take away 75 cents of that in taxes. Oh. It's the post I put where it's like, you know, we're going to give you guys $15 an hour, but we're going to tax you 50%. That's the bottom line. That's what's going on in this country. People need to wake up. You know, if everything was taxed like tobacco, like in New York, that's the facts. You know, people would be like, outrage. I tell people, if you ever want to quit smoking or chewing, just move to New York. After about a month of paying $10 a can or like $15 a pack, I got to quit. But that's where we live in. People, these kids don't know anything. That's why when they interview these people and say, what's going on? Protest, what are you marching? Oh, wow. Like that Native American and the Make America Great Hat kid. He was sitting there and he was going, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you what. We were tired of all the negative stuff and we started getting permission to do school cheers. Those people approached the kids, not the other way around. You know, that's the problem in this world. You know, a liberal will stand and punch and kick somebody and they'll try to, the media won't talk about it because you can't explain that away. A conservative will just stand there with the sign and they'll be like, look at this violent, evil man. How dare he, this anti-black, anti-Jew, anti, you know, he's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. We know he's a WASP. We know he is. He hates blacks. He hates everyone. He wants to hang all the Jews. Where do you get that? You know, he's not, you know, oh, he must, you know. See, this is the funny thing. Everyone calls Trump Hitler. Well, wait a minute. If you call Trump Hitler, think about it like this. Trump wants you to keep your Second Amendment rights. He wants you to own guns to protect yourself. Hitler would not want you to have a gun. Trump is trying to bring back Christ in America. One nation under God. Like I talked about 2-3 weeks ago. The old red skeleton show where he goes, isn't it going to be a shame when they're going to say that because we added in God we trust, you know, like to the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, because we add that to the pledge, they're going to call it a prayer and they're going to ban it. This is going back then. You know, it's one of these where, oh, we'll have a prayer room in a school. No, it's not a, it's a prayer room. You can't just have a Christian prayer room because if a Christian tried to have a prayer room, they wouldn't allow it. But since you have an issue where not only is it not going to be allowed because it's a Christian prayer room, oh, if Muslims have one, oh, sure, we'll have one. But they'll have to make it multifunctional. So Jews could use it. So Catholics and Christians and Protestants and all these different fashions of religions can use. That way it's equal. It's not really equal because if a Christian tried, because I read several articles where people tried to have a prayer room in the school for Christians and they wouldn't allow it. But when the Muslims said, we need to have a place to pray, oh, that was allowed, but then they allowed everyone else to be able to pray there too, because there'd be a $1 million lawsuit, and they would lose their butts, because you can't have a Muslim prayer room and not allow, because a separation of church and state, you know, you can't, it was designed so that the government didn't control our churches. That's what the whole separation of church and state was. But like when, like, that's what's going on in this country. This country is falling apart, and the reason why is because you have someone that's trying to fix stuff, and you have an establishment party that doesn't want things to get fixed, because then they'll know, wait a minute here. Yeah, if Trump fixes these things, what have we done all this time? If he's able to do all this stuff, crap. It's going to show we haven't been doing anything all this time. That's the real reason. Because he's even bringing out immigration reform that they sponsored. This is what we'll, this is the deal that we'll do. You do this, and we'll okay this much for the wall if you allocate this. Now he's allocating, you give me this much for the wall. No. What you need to do, you can probably pay for the wall if you go back to that 2006 bill with the fence and find out where a big chunk of that money went that was never used for the wall, the fence, whatever you want to call it, they were trying to put up. If you go back to those Obama stimulus packages and all that money that was allocated for things that don't need that, that weren't okay, that were kind of like excuses. Like, well, we, that money was allocated to put, well, that's how they'll explain it away. Even though no windows were put in that building, there's a brand new building, untouched, they can at least, well, that's where the money was allocated for them. Well, then who got the money if it was not used for that? That's the problem. And Trump's, I honestly, I'm scared for Trump because he is exposing how corrupt this country is. The politicians are. And that's why I think a lot of people from like Britain and stuff are like, keep going. Keep it going. Keep exposing. Keep exposing this corrupt government. Keep it up. Because I think there's a lot of people in Britain that are like, we're tired of the king's tax. We're tired of having to give our money to people. Think about that. God only asked for 10% in tithing. So why should a government ask for way more than that? That's how this world is. I mean, that's why it's nice to see people on Fox News and stuff, and these other people that are from the other side that have seen. I mean, there's another group of migrants and thousands of them that are now in Mexico are seeking asylum there and getting, like, you know, being able to work and all this stuff. And I'm like, gee. Why are these Democrats want to have the same policies enacted, the same laws enacted, the same style of government enacted that these migrants are running from? You can't have it both ways, liberals. You can't. Sorry, but you can't have a, you can't try to shove socialism down our throat, no matter what you want to call it, democratic socialism, socialism, constitutional socialism, whatever you want to, bull crap you want to call it, socialism, socialism. You can't try to jam that down our throat and then expect us to bring people into this country, want them here, that are running away from that. I'd love to be a reporter. I'd be like, Nancy Pelosi, do you realize that these asylum seekers, these migrants that are coming here are running away from the very type of country you're trying to develop and build here? Don't you see the irony in this? They're running away and marching thousands of miles to get away from a totalitarian socialist-style government that you're trying to shove down our throats. The reason why you hate Trump. And the reason why you hate Trump is because if he does what he said he's going to do, he's going to prove that you ain't done jack bleep for the last 30, 40 years. That's why they don't want him to succeed, because he's going to prove that they haven't done nothing. They, like I've said before, the government wins, you lose. The government wins, you lose. That's why these pharmaceutical companies, that's why the tobacco industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the alcohol industry spend billions on, oh, marijuana is dangerous. All these drugs are dangerous. This is your brain. This is your brain on pot. Yeah. You know that if you smoke pot, you're going to become like schizophrenic and you can lose your mind and all that. That's BS. That is government bullcrap. If you're like susceptible to what you would call like mental illnesses, like your mom was bipolar and you have a predisposition to becoming manic depressant or bipolar or schizophrenic, then there is a small link that some people who use cannabis can become schizophrenic if they have a predisposition to it. If you are a 190% healthy individual, then you have no chance of getting, you're not going to smoke weed and become schizophrenic. It's only a very small percentage of people who are predisposed to being schizophrenic that have that problem. If you read the articles and do your homework. If you are a perfectly healthy human being, my brother had, when he get a TB test, he always had to get the x-ray because for some reason it came up positive with him. They couldn't believe he smoked. His lungs were like perfect, 100%, nothing wrong with him. And he smoked menthol cigarettes all day long. That's what's going on here, folks. It's crazy that, now I'm like, man, you need to quit. But he never had an issue. I mean, his lungs were perfectly healthy, so well. But you have this notion that, I mean, that's the same thing. The government doesn't want to sit there and concede that marijuana may be safe. They know it kills cancer. They know it's beneficial. They know it. They used it for hundreds and hundreds of years and thousands of years. Because if they have to flip on cannabis, they're going to do it in a way so that, hey, well, you know what, I don't think it should be legal. Well, okay, what the heck, we will slowly, they're going to slowly legalize it if they do that, because they don't want to, because they can't have it be that way. Because if they just come up and say, well, you know, no, do a 180 on it, then what, did you lie to us this whole time? It wasn't bad that cannabis isn't dangerous, and the whole point of the cannabis to enable it to be illegal so that you could get money to fund the newly started DEA since you couldn't keep alcohol illegal. I mean, like I've said on some of my old shows, you know, like when in 47, when Roswell happened, you know, they called it what it was, a flying saucer. And as soon as you started to have people panicking, they hushed it up. Okay, it's a weather balloon. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. And people bought it, even though it's hard to believe people that back then were not smart enough to realize that the people that investigated Roswell had some of the highest security clearances that our government had. They were in charge of some of the most highest secrets of our government, the highest security clearances. And you're going to take the best our military has and they're going to misidentify a weather balloon? No. They did it because what could you possibly tell the American public? This is right after one of the most bloodiest wars in our nation's history, World War II. What could you tell them? Hey, we recovered a craft not from Earth. We don't know why these people are here, what they are, what they want. We can't even do anything to stop them from coming here. We can't protect you. We can't do anything, but we thought we'd just tell you that one. No. And a lot of people believe the cover-up's gone on so long that now, okay, if they've known all the way back, because there's evidence that they've known back to like the 20s and 10s that there's life outside our planet, but they don't say anything because the cover-up's gone so long. If they've lied to us about this, then what else have they lied to us about? And that's, you know, like Oliver Henderson, who was nicknamed Pappy in the Air Force. It was like 20 years plus in the 60s and 2 years before he died when he told his wife, because despite all the denials, Roswell happened. I was responsible for the disposal and burial of four beings not from this earth. And my husband, she goes, my husband, who had very high security clearances and all this stuff, I believed him. These guys had, they worked with the atomic bomb and stuff. These guys were the, but, you know, it goes back to, well, it goes back to the Trump thing. Because if Trump does all this stuff, it's going to prove how useless these politicians have been. These politicians, but then you don't have many in the media talking like that or talking about that stuff. You don't have many of the politicians in the media going, well, hey, you know what? You don't have many in the media, you know, so like with the cannabis. It's been, they're making billions of dollars. They're still trying to paint it as bad, but they can't. They can't. All these lies that they have are being debunked time after time after time. And, you know, no one's sitting there going, wait a minute here. Okay. Okay. No one's going, wait a minute here. They've had patents on cannabis for how long? Wait a minute. Where's the... No one's outraged at anything. That's the problem. There are people like me that are outraged. They're like, wait a minute here. Where's all this money that can't be accounted for in these Obama stimulus packages? See, what people don't realize, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world, but, and it's going on, I guarantee, in your country, but you have this notion that, okay, we got to fund the government. The government shut down. You realize that we're $21 trillion in debt? The government got stopped being funded $21 trillion ago. See, why didn't the government work for free? You have so many regular workers that rely on that money, that fake money that they hand out, because that's all it is. Okay, we're going to come up with some imaginary, okay, what's it going to cost to do this, to do this, to do this, to do that, and when it's all said and done, guess what? Okay, yeah, we're gonna tack on to the debt another $50 billion, and that should keep everyone getting paid for another 6 months until we have to add another $50 billion. Now, it'll have to be $70 billion because of inflation. The only inflation I want to see is in a balloon, right? Not in my dollar. Like I've done it before, I'll pull a $20 bill and I'll say, you know what, this is worth whatever you can get for it. And at some point, you may not get anything for it. But that's the bottom line in this country. And no one wants to see it. And there's a small portion of this country that's outraged. And that's why we're mad. Because, like, I'm someone that's been pointing out the fact that the government's useless. And now Trump's basically proven it. And they don't want that. We gotta do something real fast because he's gonna prove that we ain't done jack for a long time. Oh, I love it! I love it. I don't know if you heard about this, but they've done studies and they found out that on one of Saturn's moons. This is interesting. It's on one of Saturn's moons, Titus. They found water, which could eventually... Oh, yeah, here it is. Here's the article. Rain spotted on Saturn's moon, Titus, which may be home to alien life, which I'm wondering when the government or Democrats are going to ask for money to help these single-celled organisms. Because this is huge, because they say water is the thing of life. Like, water is huge to life on another planet. And what happens is they say that, you know, the key on Mars is if we find water. And there's evidence that there's, like, under the sands and stuff, there is dry lake beds, there is water. But at the whole thing is, with all this that's going on, is when you go forward, they're like, well, life, water is the key to life on other planets, you know, even single-cell organisms and stuff, and they say, well, here's water here, so it's going to be interesting how long it takes Democrats to try to start sending them money, you know, to give them aid to single-cell organisms so they can be multi-cell organisms like us. Oh, it's funny. So it's just one of those things. That's how it works. You know, this notion that, you know, that, I mean, it's kind of, it's a very interesting thing. And as we go forward with this, we look at stuff and we go, wait a minute here. Wait a minute, because water means life. Well, yeah, it can actually mean life on other worlds and planets and stuff. And you look at all this stuff, I'm like, where are we going? You know, because I think it's very interesting. Because I think it's very exciting that we found possible life on other planets. And so it's just one of those things that's very interesting. And I'm going to keep up to date on that and what they, because it's amazing that they came out. So it's one of those things that we'll see. I mean, like I've said before, they found evidence of, there was a lady who basically said that she had come out and talked about how when dinosaurs lived, they found evidence of pottery and fossilized footprints. But all science says humans and dinosaurs weren't on the planet at the same time. And she's basically proven that wrong, but they don't want, well, they'd have to rewrite history. So, it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of plays out, because, you know, they can't, you know, because, I mean, because, you know, they've always said for years that, you know, the big thing is water. Water, we know, breeds life, so, you know, and it'd be interesting to see what they make of this, if they blow it off as nothing, or if they say, well, it could be something, who knows, you know. It's crazy, because the Supreme Court rules and rejects this high school coach that was praying before the games. You know, it's interesting how the Supreme Court rejects appeal for now to hear the case. You know, an American says a prayer in a public or government, and the government in public, and the government goes bat crap crazy. A Muslim was elected into Congress, and we changed congressional laws to accommodate them. You see what's going on? You got to understand what's going on in this world, because there's double standards. They want you to do this stuff. They want you to bind all this crap. You know, Yvette King is a big supporter of Trump. There's tons of black Trump supporters. But the media don't want all that. And she's on crack or something, because, you know, that can't be. How dare. You know, it's sort of like the global marijuana sales grew 38% to $16.9 billion in 2019. But guess what? Who cares? That can't be good. That can't be bad. You know? No, the problem people don't realize is all those people in line to get cannabis in Canada and all these states where it's legal, they're like, yeah, I can finally buy it myself. Yeah, when can I buy that crap at Walmart, man? Really, let's go, man. You know, I want the Equate brand cannabis. Yeah, but they've been buying it for 30 years if they're 30. It's just finally legal. They can finally actually go to they're not buying it off of some dealer while shooting craps. But it's one of those things that it's just one of those things that, like, you know, people, what are those people? But no, yeah, no, don't get freaked out by the 50 million people in line to buy pot. They're finally able to do it legally and they think it's cool as hell. The big thing is with all the cannabis being taxed, they're saying, like, in Colorado and stuff, if you know where to go, you can buy it off of someone on the street and you can get good stuff for cheaper just because, hey. Now, knowing what kind it is, you know, that'd be a whole different ballgame, but because that's been the big problem for people that try to buy it for medical purposes for a long time. It's what kind am I? Okay, I need an indica. How do I know it's an indica? How do I know? You know, I got muscle issues. I got a muscle problem. I need this. I need it for. This is not for, you know, messing around. This is for real issues. This is for, you know. But of course, there is no medical. And that can't be. You know, but it's for many of us who know the benefits of things for years. I mean, I guess it is kind of nice that people are starting to slowly wake up to how corrupt things are in this world. And that's a big issue. I got about 7-8 more minutes and then I'm going to be getting into some English Premier League for all those who are into the Premier League. I got some exciting news on a candidate that we never really talked about when it came to possibly a new manager. So, but, you know, it's one of those things that they've, you know, it's interesting that they've spotted fresh rainfall on that Saturn moon. It's going to be interesting to see what they say about that, you know, how they spin that is good. Okay, because they say water is the giver of life. Or will they say, well, just because water doesn't mean anything? Because they've always said, well, you know, water breeds life, so if we find water, life is pretty much a guarantee. It's we'll have to wait and see on that one. So, you know, just like, I mean, they have patents on cannabis. On that, it has no medical value, but it has patents on it. To all the new listeners, do me a favor, go on YouTube and look up Irvin Rosenfeld. Look him up on the internet. He has a book called My Medicine. Since 1982, he has been getting 300 marijuana rolled cigarettes paid for by your tax dollars. It's grown at the University of Mississippi. It's taken to Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, where they roll it in cigarette form, put it in a tin, and freeze dry it to preserve the benefits of it. And he's been getting a tin since 1982 with 300 marijuana rolled cigarettes for the last, since 1982, 300 a month. Smokes 10 a day, but it's dangerous. It's deadly. He has 100% lung capacity. You know, it's the hypotheses I try to wake people up with. You know, don't take my word for it. I love Leah Remini in that Scientology show. She goes, I give you policies. I give you things because I don't want you to believe me. Get Scientology books. Prove me wrong. I was in the church. It's corrupt. It's not a church. The difference between a church and a cult is what happens when you try to leave. I guarantee you, no matter if you're church of God, if you're Protestant, if you're Catholic, if you're whatever religion you are, Methodist, if you're Roman Catholic, if you're Greek Orthodox, if you want to switch denomination, I don't care. Whatever the case. Become a Jehovah's Witness and try to leave. Become a Scientologist and try to leave. Difference. You know, it comes down to the hypocrisies and everything that goes on in this world. And that's what I try to wake people up on. Do your research. Don't just believe me. Look up Irvin Rosenfeld. Find out that he's been getting marijuana rolled cigarettes for a medical condition since 1982, and they tell me it's dangerous. That's when I get outraged. I'm like, wait a minute here. He's been, when I saw that, I'm like, I got mad. I'm like, wait a minute. And then I talked to the guy. He's cool. And then when my brother passed, I was going to try to get him on the show, but then when my brother passed, so I got to get back in touch with him and let him know, you know, hey, I'm alive. I just had to deal with a bunch of stuff. And I found out that guy that I went to school with, he passed. So, okay, it's one of those things, you know. Life's short, man. Tell your wife you don't love her. Tell everyone you love her, man. Every day is Valentine's Day, man. I the big thing I do for every time I work, I was like, Merry Christmas, because it's Jesus' birthday, man. Why not celebrate it every day? Praise the man. He did so much for us, you know. He created this whole universe and everything in it, so. Him and God. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, you know, to as we go forward to see what really goes on, because like Nancy Pelosi is like, well, I don't. The Secret Service has come out and said, oh, we can protect the president. Don't worry about that. Nancy Pelosi, well, we need to protect the president. When has Nancy Pelosi gave two diddlies about President Trump? She don't want him to give, she don't want him to have a State of the Union address to address the nation on the real things going on in this country. They don't, see, these politicians know that if Trump succeeds, they're going to be hung by their toes by Mussolini, because a lot of people are going to wake up to realize how worthless they have been and are, and how they're not needed. That's why they're breeding a whole generation of 18-year-olds that just are indoctrinating them into this. So, you know, Hillary Clinton's great. Hillary Clinton's great. She's the best. Democrats are wonderful. This is great. Everything's going to be free if we get Bernie Sanders. They're just going to hand us free stuff. Because they're just going to, we're going to get our own printing press in our house. There's a reason why 50s and 40s and 30s and 20s and 10 baseball cards are worth so much, and the 80s and 90s are not, because everybody in the 80s and 90s, but when they got a Mark McGwire rookie card, they saved, they got everyone they could, and they put them in mint cases, and it's in 25 different cases, you know, from glass protection, UV protection, you know. I got 75, well, if you got 75 Mark McGwire mints, and, you know, they're worthless because everyone saved them. The old ones are valuable because there wasn't that much. I don't think I'm ever going to see in my lifetime one income household providing for a family of four. It's not ever going to happen. Also, the more they keep printing this money, I see a time in my future if something drastic doesn't happen. Our debt is like an inflating balloon, and eventually you're going to put too much air into it and it's going to break. And, you know, at some point, our economy is going to collapse. You know, that look at what France is a good opportunity. If you think Democrats, socialists, go to France, they're having all kinds, they're about one step away from civil war in that country, but don't worry, whatever. You know, watch that show. If you can't pay, they'll take it away. Look at how the debt's rising in Britain. At one time, you'd be ashamed to have people come. Now it's like, okay, it's like, yeah, it's about the fifth time I've had, you know, them come from the high courts for a writ. You know. Now I want to get into some Netflix stuff and Premier League stuff, because you don't have to be a fan of, I don't care if you're a fan of football or not, watch Sunderland Till I Die. That's that 8-episode series on Netflix. Talk about a tearjerker. Talk about, wow. Going from the Premier League to the Championship, from the Premiership to the Championship to the, they're in League One this year. Oh, wow. It's incredible. It's incredible. And for those of you who do not know, you have 20 teams that are in the Premier League, and the bottom three fight to stay in the Premier League. And if they don't, then they get relocated to the Championship League. And if they don't go there, then they go to League One, and if they do even worse, they go to League Two. So, yeah. I mean, if I ever go to England, my wife would probably like me, but hate me, because, okay, I want to go find game. Besides, I'm definitely going to go see a Manchester United game, and hopefully be able to see that and an Everton game. But then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I don't care if they're I don't care if they're in the Premiership. I don't care. Whatever. Let's go see games. You know, probably want to just see an Everton game and a Manchester United game, or maybe them playing each other. You know, it's incredible, because it's just so heart wrenching. Because I know if you're a fan of your English football like I am, you know what happens. You know, change of ownership and stuff and where they're at, but you know. And so, anyways, but interesting. Paul Mitchell from RP Perceps, I think it's how you pronounce it. Let me just double check the pronunciation on this. RP Leipzig in Germany. Paul Mitchell. He is an ex-Man United player, and they've dropped big hints that they're looking into him and to get somebody who has been at United that understands this club and what they're about. I mean, the fact that he's come out, yes, on Manchester United, yes. I mean, they're going to throw tons of money, so they don't want to get rid of him. They don't want him to go. And I think it's a good option for many reasons. One, he's a decent manager. He's an attacking manager. He is someone that knows what Manchester United is all about. He knows the history. He's played for the club. I honestly think Pochettino may want to stay at Arsenal. Ha ha! Just kidding, folks. At Tottenham. I just wanted to see if anyone's paying attention. My mom would do it all the time. Just say stuff to me that on purposely doesn't make sense, just to see. But when you look at all this stuff, and I think that could be, you know, and I don't, I think when, if it comes ever down to it, I don't think Zidane would want, I don't, if you gave, for any amount of money, I don't think he'd want to be in the Premier League and manage in the Premier League. I don't think that would be, I think that's what you'll find out later, that, hey, this is what happened, and this is, but that's kind of how it goes, you know. So we'll have to wait and see how this all plays out and what happens. But I honestly think when it comes down to it, Zidane is not going to be someone that was, I mean, he would never have been a candidate anyways because he wouldn't want to come to the Premier League. But, you know, I mean, I've always felt that Ali has been someone like, yeah, I'm just the interim guy, you know, da-da-da. And I've seen clubs that, hey, look, the interim guy is dominating. Let's take him, and then he tanks the next year. So I think I'm excited where we're going. But like when we take the game of last weekend, Ali made some substitutions I didn't agree with. And it goes to show you that he's not – I think it's great because he's not perfect. You know, look, we haven't lost a game, and we haven't – you know, eventually – you know, we're going to have a loss, and eventually we're not going to win. And, you know, and people need to realize that, like, when you watch or listen to the autobiography of Alex Ferguson, and it's like, yeah, we dominated so much, but we lost so much at the same time. Though he was one of the most successful managers in English Premier League history, there were a lot of downsides and frustrations, you know, oh, we lost the FA Cup, or this happened, or that happened, or, you know. I mean, I thought, man, there's no way we can win that Premier League, we can win the UEFA Champions League, man. We ain't done anything against, you know. And Alexander Solskjaer, man, bang. You know, it's nice to be in a thing where when you watch a game, you're afraid to go to the bathroom because something might happen. For a long time, when we had, like, Dave Moyes, it's like I would fall asleep during the game. It'd be that boring. It would be the Jose Mourinho park the bus. So you set the score very quickly and then just try to hold on to the ball and play a keep away. The perfect way to waste 90 minutes. You know, it's nice to be like, I'm afraid to go because something awesome might happen. You know, some big, you know, and it's just one of those things that just gets you because it's just like that excitement's back now. Because it's like, I'll be excited for the first loss, and you may be like, wait a minute here. But because the fact that when we lose a game, I'll say, hey, here, he's not perfect. Hey. But it's one of those things that you can sit there and go, you know, guess what? You know, hey, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to sit there and like, why would you do that? Why would you? Okay. I don't know. Because we're not like Sunderland where, okay, well, hey, we don't have a – hey, you get hurt, I have no one to replace you, buddy. So good luck. You know, we have some people we can play. We can, you know. And the style – and I think, like you take like a Marlon Flynn, he doesn't play our style of football. Therefore – guess what, folks? Since he doesn't play our style of football, we can kind of, he probably won't get picked. Cause what, you know, so, hey, if you want to play, we'll help you go somewhere. And I honestly think he took, and signed the contract because, hey, man, if I get canned, you're gone. At least you'll have some assurances. So, one of those things that we have and that we, you know, when you look at Manchester United and the big turnaround, I mean, it's not like we didn't. I kind of feel like now the players, hey, I'm getting to play the football I wanted to at United that I couldn't do under Mourinho, and I couldn't. And it's great to see this, and it's great to see, you know, that they may be trying to get a Paul Mitchell from RP. That's going to be interesting to see, because I honestly think, and I've said this many times, that when it comes down to it, I think Zidane, it wouldn't matter who it is, he just doesn't want to coach in the Premier League. And Pochettino, I think he's happy. If we would get someone, it'd be like Pochettino. But at the same time, I also think when you look at this whole Premier League, I think some of the players that we're looking at, they may try to do deals to where, okay, yeah, come the summer, we want them. And I think, you know, I think we might get a Skriniar. Or a cutie bowling, but it's not going to be, they're not going to want to get rid of him until the end of the season. Now, I don't know if they can actually make a deal. Okay, yeah, we want to have a sign on the dotted line that barring he's permanently injured to where he can't play or he's dead, we are going to get him and here's the price and here's the deal. And let's make it official under the table that once the season's over with, you know, to see kind of where it goes, you know, because I think a lot of those deals, I think there's a lot of deals we want to do, but the players we want to do them with, they're not going to get rid of them, not till the end of the season. So, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, folks. I hope you do. And thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, whatever time of the day it is you're tuning in or if you're listening to the replay, thank you so much for tuning in. You never know when it's your last breath, you know, so every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most of the time, every minute you're in it. You never know. So just enjoy life and live it to the fullest and do whatever you like, you know. But yes, it's going to be interesting to see how we finish out this season, you know, because I do think as we move, as I finish up, we need a CDM, we need a central defensive midfielder for sure. And I think the problem we have with our transfer window is everyone we want is people who won't come, that they're not going to, the club that we're thinking release them until the end of the year. So, but we'll have to just wait and see. And I do highly recommend you, if you're into football or not, it's just incredible. It's a great documentary to see how diehard those people are and, you know, season ticket holders. And it's just crazy. It's just incredible. It just makes you want to be a... Now, it makes me just want to put them on my Yahoo Sports thing so I can at least follow them, even though I probably can't watch hardly any games since they're in the League One. But still, just to see how they're doing, just to keep a kind of eye on them. That's what the show did, you know? I'm always a United fan until I die, but, you know, just to keep an eye on them. But with that, remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night, all, and God bless. Goodbye.